Our guest in the cafe this morning is Rick Parrott, and you know Rick as the director of the Tipitina's Creative Co-op in Commerce. But Rick is also an author now.
It's crazy.
Well, I don't know how crazy, but the book is called The Hunter Chronicles. And this is, Rick, this is a unique book. I don't know anything that's quite like it, but to get to the point, you are, I don't know if we can say the owner of, but you are the friend of a wolf. And the wolf is, shall we say, your pet?
He would be considered a pet, right? And he passed away in August last year. But for 17 years and 6 months, we lived together, and it defies all the rules and regulations and stories about wolves.
The book is The Hunter Chronicles, and then the subtitle is telling the life lessons from another species. You learned a lot from Hunter.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Suffering, sadness, joy, death, how to handle it. He was most amusing and taught a lot.
And he lived 17 years.
17 years and 7 months.
So how does one come to acquire a wolf instead of a beagle or a dachshund or something?
Well, I was married to a crazy wife, which may be, you know, redundant for some people. But we were at the Arbuckle drive-thru zoo in Oklahoma. And she saw this baby wolf behind the counter and just went nuts. I've got to have that baby. I've got to have that baby wolf. And finally, the little girl just said, "You want to buy him?" You know, she looked pretty happy. And I thought, and I said, "I can buy a wolf." And she said, "If you have a license." Well, that's a challenge.
Right.
So I rattled off my driver's license number. And she goes, "Oh, great. He's $200. And I'm on the way home going, "What have I done?"
Well, it's a beautiful animal.
Oh.
And I should say that, of course, Rick is a photographer, and there's some photographies all the way through the book, just beautiful photographs.
Thank you.
Throughout the book, not just of Hunter, but Hunter is in most of them. But that's a big part of this book. And I was reading, you brought him home, and he had other dogs.
Correct.
But they all seemed to kind of get along.
All of them took to him except Jagger. Jagger was a border collie, and they're trained to keep wolves away from the sheep. So he kept smelling him and looking at me like, "Dad, smell him. He's not a dog. He's not a dog." So it was just wonderful. And Hunter never got angry. He would reprimand young ones when they're learning, like parenting. But he would never get angry, never growl. We growled one time with a dog that wouldn't be happy. So he growled at him, and that was it. Then the dog learned how to shake.
We're talking with Rick Parrott, and Rick is the author of The Hunter Chronicles, The Life Lessons from Another Species. It's about his pet wolf, Hunter, who passed away not that long ago then.
Right, last August.
Yeah, and the book came out actually just last December. We hear stories about people having wild animals as pets, and they, you know, everything is great for years, and all of a sudden the wild animal decides again it's a wild animal. But that apparently did not happen.
And no, I heard that 1,000 times from my friends. You know, he's not licking you, he's tasting you, things like that. And it never really happened. There's never been a wolf attack on a human being in recorded history.
Wow.
Which, when I read that, I felt, you know, okay, well, at least the kids in the neighborhood are safe. But then the more I learned about them and the more I studied them, they are amazing, amazing animals.
Just to summarize your life lesson from Hunter, what would you say?
There's nothing that's there to be upset about. Everything is wonderful, and wolves howl to let you know they're okay and where they are. And he did that the day after he died, so.
How so?
I was in the tank. One of my friends called and he says, "Why don't you pay tribute to him like he paid to Jagger?" And I said, "You want me to howl for 3 nights?" And he says, "No, just till you're tired." So I went outside and the storm was brewing and I howled, and I howled about 6 times and then stopped. And he loved electrical storms, and that was an electrical storm. And then I heard the return howl.
No kidding.
And I knew right then He was okay.
Gosh.
And I knew where he was.
Wow, what a story.
And we're doing the book signing.
And I was just about to say, you have Tuesday, June 19th at Muggs, you're doing a signing.
Correct. We're doing a session in the morning from 8 to 10, and then later from 4 to 6, because there's a different crowd. Mm-hmm. One of the teachers at the Arts Co-op asked me, he says, why do they open up in the morning? Who drinks coffee in the morning?
Well, a lot of us do.
Yeah, I went, okay.
And then there's the songwriter showcase that night.
Yes, it'll be just before the songwriters. We'll break this up, and then I'll play a song or two.
Okay, fantastic. Great. So it's the Hunter Chronicles, and you can find it on Amazon?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of the bookstores online.
Rick, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you very much.
Rick Parrott, who's the author of The Hunter Chronicles, and also, of course, director of Tipitina's. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KUTA.